SBS Radio.
We're a social enterprise, probably one of the largest in Australia that's entrepreneurial. I say entrepreneurial because we buy, we build, we create, and we operate businesses. So ADPT was established about 20 years ago through as part of the establishment of the Century Mine. So ADBT, the funding was provided to establish ADBT, and each year the mines allocate a certain amount of money for us to develop it. We've taken that and ran with it, and own a number of businesses now. We own the Daintree Discovery Centre, the Burketown Pub, Normanton Traders, Doomadgee Roadhouse, and Ancient Journey. So like I said, a very large, very successful social enterprise that's 100% Aboriginal owned.
That's fantastic. Then we are at Ancient Journeys, an art gallery 100% Aboriginal owned, as you just said, also owned by the ADBT along the Esplanade here in Cairns. Please tell us about Ancient Journeys and the way it contributes to the economic development of the Gulf communities.
For sure. Ancient Journeys is a very special project. The ADBT purchased the shop outright about 2 years ago. It's been functioning now for a bit over a year. We've spent $1.3 million purchasing it and renovating it to its standard now. But it's a venue for art, for authentic art that follows the Indigenous art code. So. Look, we'll take art from anywhere, and there's a lot of licensed product, but we do focus on our community, so Doomadgee, Mornington Island, Normanton, Burketown, and artists. We make every effort to find new artists, develop those that exist already, and teach them to be business people. So this is the venue that can make all of that happen, and it's working. You know, we've got a number of artists that support us. And send their things to us. We've had a number of artists that we're in the process of working to develop. And then, of course, we want to, as I said, turn them into business people too.
You also have projects with the schools.
We do. And look, those are extremely special too. I get goosebumps when you said that. You know, Mornington Island supplies art on canvas to us, and they sell regularly. Around the world, mostly to teachers. It's quite interesting who buys them and why. I mean, I have one that I consider to be very special that I purchased from a young artist at Mornington Island State School, and my wife has one too. But that's extremely successful, and that's building a future in art. So that's, you know, a very big part of our development activity. And then we also have a project running at Doomadgee that just started with the children there doing artifacts with elders that know how to make them. And as soon as we got them, they were sold out within 2 weeks. I mean, because they are so authentic, they are so special. They look fabulous. I mean, as a former American, when I came to Australia, first of all, I wanted to meet with Aboriginal people, but I wanted something authentic. I didn't want something made out of pine, and I wanted something that was, you know, a real weapon, maybe, you know. So look, those two, and look, we want to expand that to Burketown as well. But we'd consider any school, you know, because that makes a difference, you know, influencing young people at that age.
And I think it's wonderful because it shows them that, you know, there's an avenue, like in art, that they could maybe make a living as an artist.
They sure can. And look, even if an artist just feels like it's part-time, even an extra $20 a week is a heck of a lot of money to a lot of people. It's a lot of money to me. So you're right. I mean, it's some people can develop it to a point where they do it professionally and are paid really well for it.
You mentioned that ADBT also owns the world-class Daintree Discovery Centre tourist attraction. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
I was employed 6 years ago to help to make ADBT sustainable, for it to really qualify as a social enterprise. And the main requirement for you to qualify as a social enterprise is that you've got to be sustainable. You've got to make money beyond just, you know, what might be handed to you by government or for the, in this instance, a mining company. So I looked for several years for businesses, and we were, you know, we kicked a lot of tires. We looked at businesses all across Australia. And we found and lucky to find the Daintree Discovery Centre. It is, one of the finest attractions in the Daintree, and certainly probably in Cairns as well. So it's world class. It's very profitable, and has brought us to sustainability and given us capacity to look at other things, to grow an empire, to help Aboriginal people, with business, art, but also business too. We provide loans for people from our communities to start a business, so that we can expand that and I guess at the end of the day take more risks, with people that want to start a business, because business is risky.
Did you get quite some requests for loans?
We do. We get requests for loans, but like anything, we're just as tough as a bank. We don't want to set people up to fail. So not everybody gets a loan, not a business loan. If they do, we reckon it has a very good chance of succeeding. And part of the reason it has one of the best chances of succeeding anywhere else or in under any other program is because we provide the bookkeeping and accounting, and we also have somebody that runs alongside the person. Often that's me. So I help a person, an Aboriginal person who owns a water truck. We also have we've had a cement truck, and we've had we have a labor hire business, and so there's a team of us that provide the bookkeeping, the accounting, and coordination. So they're less likely to make mistakes, and they have somebody that can, they can bounce ideas off of, and so they have the best chance of succeeding, and most do.
Yeah. And I also saw on your website you provide some funds for sport.
We do. We just actually established a perpetual fund between the Century Mine, Daintree Discovery Centre, and the Aboriginal Development Benefits Trust. We've established a perpetual fund of $750,000. So perpetual, the principal will never be touched. So that $750,000 sits in the bank, and it earns interest. And every year, that's allocated to sporting groups or individuals. In this particular case, with this sport development grant, we're hoping to really target people who have some great potential. If somebody needs to go to a tennis camp for 6 months and it's X amount of dollars, we're able to contribute to that significantly. So not so much small grants as bigger ones, but we do have small grants too, for individuals to go away and sporting groups.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.